This is episode 3 of the Black Poodles and Poetry Readings podcast. Now, if you're listening to this, that means America survived another election. We didn't face a nuclear holocaust. ISIS didn't invade throughout the whole ordeal, and we're not dead. We're all here. Our president is either a woman, our president is either orange. Either way, hopefully you're in a state where marijuana is legal. This way, you can have an edible, maybe 100 milligrams. You could sit back, have some chips, get super stoned, and just look at this whole thing just as it falls apart and have a good time. Now, I'm more optimistic than that. I think we'll be okay either way. If we got the orange guys president, they'll blockade everything he does. And, well, if we have the cyborg as president, it'll just be business as usual, and all the shitty things will be thrown under the rug. Either way, just get really high and enjoy yourself. Now, before I go on with the poems, I just want to get some business out there. First, you can follow me on Instagram, at ChokeslamPoet. I also have a Facebook page, but that I don't use as much as Instagram. I also have a free poetry collection out there called Free Poetry for Starving Luchadors. It's on Nook. It's on Kindle, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Smashwords, iBooks. It's a free ebook, and there's like 400 poems. If you like poetry, hopefully you like my shit. If not, just delete it off your device, and you don't have to pay a dime. That's how this relationship works. And now, without further ado, here comes the poems. Reborn from Me. It was beautiful. It was obliterating. This nightmare to some was the time of my life. When I was done drying the tears from my eye, I saw the reflection of sunlight leave itself on everything. I never noticed it do that before, and it was electric to see it now. It took the utter destruction of my mind and body, revealing myself to myself, to finally become the person I was always meant to be. Goddess Eyes. Love is at the center of everything. That's your God. It's not a new God to embrace either. It's the God that has always been there. She's been watching and waiting to see you your whole life. Gray Kaleidoscope Universe. We took a tab each and held hands in the acid universe. They always talked about love stories, but this was something else. The two of us weren't exactly ourselves in this place. We were compressed into these little beings made up of all our changes, past and present. The one constant was seeing to it that we'd stick it out, hand in hand, then, now, and forever. She'd always been. Don't let that hippie hair fool you. A killer's a killer no matter what you wear. The worst part is I let the monster in. Now she'll throw us all in a rage till nobody's left standing. She'll cry about being alone over all the bodies who could have been her friend, and surely, everyone but her is getting blamed for this. The monsters never see themselves for what they are. Clockwork Orange. To take evil and place it in art was exhilarating. It was a good measure of how deep the depths of your soul would go. It was also the only way to dissolve those demons jabbing at your gut with their prickly horns. Without the Clockwork Oranges and the Marilyn Mansons of the world, how else will we get a good gauge to see how despicable human action can be? This is why censorship would always be the great detriment to art. The blinders can only hide the darkness for so long. It comes out regardless of how hard they'll try to cover it up. At least if we write about it, we got a way to get it out. We don't gotta let it stew in our stomach. Work life. This necessity for work is the perfect scheme to keep us tired. We do that till we die, and those powers that be won't have to deal with a bunch of pesky, well-fed masses with enough time in their hands to realize this whole thing is a ruse. In this respect, working for your dream was not just about yourself. It's about showing you can survive in this world as a loudmouth. We can build an army of loudmouths to fight intolerance. No young, dead, broken soldiers necessary. No more wars run by generals who ingest more carbs for their gut than the body count in the Middle East. Have a dream and fight for it. It's the only way you'll live through this thing. The genocide of the caterpillars. The early days of summer is the renewal of life for all of us and a genocide for the smaller beings. In mass, the caterpillars who never had a chance to transform find a spot on a tree to rot next to each other. Their bodies disintegrate. Head and legs become contorted in a gruesome puzzle where all the pieces are forced together. How rare is it to be the butterfly? Soon we'll see them fly in our yards, fluttering their colors through the trees and the grass, flying over the gravestone canopies of family members. God knows they're probably going over a bunch more bodies that never made it to the burial, dying alone in the grass, getting stepped on by laughing kids or some happy dog wagging its tails. If you can remember long enough how brutal the caterpillars that didn't make it went out, the remaining flying miracles of life almost become less benign. In some ways, humans do the same thing during elections every 4 years. We crawl together in a tight spot and pick which blowhard we're more comfortable to die on. There's always a select few, however, forever leaping through the air to true freedom. They're usually taking psychedelics, celebrating life while everyone below them rots. Mushrooms are their cocoon. What happens next is their revival, their transformation to a beautiful butterfly.